Good conclusion and good question. The anti-discriminative models try to involve each attribute, it means each food category. In general, in case of a huge number of attributes, it is not necessary to involve all of them. A part of them could be enough to ensure, that each country seems to be so as if it should have the same aggregated food supply index value. The not really involved attributes have, however, information units being useful in the second and third steps. Altogether, the less and less number of attributes leads to more and more sensitive estimation concerning